AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The guns used to kill 19 children and two adults at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, were bought legally just a few days ago before the gunman's 18th birthday. That's according to a state police briefing given to Senator John Whitmire. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The suspect barricaded himself in a single room at Robb Elementary and opened fire.
Just began shooting anyone that was in his way.
Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares tells NBC's Today Show and CNN all the victims were in the same fourth grade classroom. On KSAT, student Jordan Leas said he heard nonstop shots.
We're over here all scared on the ground, fearing for our lives.
At the White House.
Another massacre.
An angry and emotional President Biden.
Why do we keep letting this happen?
But prospects for reforming the nation's gun laws seem dim amid resistance from Republicans like Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, who says the real issue is mental health.
Guns are a problem, too, when people get shot because the guns actually, you know, did the work. But there's people behind the guns.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's sickening.
The entire nation's hearts are broken for the victims and for their families. Words simply fail.
In a House Democratic primary, Congressman Henry Cuellar in Texas is facing a fierce challenge from progressive Jessica Cisneros in a race where abortion was a prominent issue. Cuellar is the last anti-abortion Democrat serving in the House. The race is too early to call, with the candidate separated by 175 votes. In Alabama, conservative firebrand Congressman Mo Brooks and Katie Britt advanced to a June runoff to represent the GOP in the race to replace retiring Senator Richard Shelby. Stocks are moving between small gains and losses in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Brittany Griner's wife says she wants the WNBA star being detained in Russia back home. Sherelle Griner says she started receiving texts early in the morning on February 17th.
Babe, wake up. They have me in this room. I don't know what's going on.
Brittany Griner has been detained since then after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. Griner plays basketball in Russia. Sherelle Griner tells ABC's Good Morning America she wants President Biden to secure a release.
I just keep hearing that he has the power. She's a political pawn. So if they're holding her because they want you to do something, then I want you to do it.
Griner says Secretary of State Antony Blinken told her this is a top priority.
I was grateful for the call. You say she's top priority, but I want to see it.
Russian officials have described Griner's case as a criminal offense. The charges carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.